Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
There has been a significant increase in the number of CT scans being performed on children, but do parents really know the potential risks involved in this procedure? My guest is Dr. Jack Persley. He is the chair of the AAP Committee on Hospital Care. Welcome to the show, Dr. Persley. Tell us a little bit about CT scans. What are they typically used for when children are involved?
For children, the most common uses of CT scans are either head CTs or abdominal CTs. The head CTs would be used commonly in cases of trauma in the emergency room when a child's had a concussion or a head injury, and for the abdominal pain to evaluate traumatic injuries, and they have been used historically to evaluate for appendicitis. But one of the things we know is that they should not be first-line imaging for appendicitis, that in fact ultrasound is the better imaging modality because it is safer.
So is this something that doctors, you said it's not the first line and shouldn't be the first line, you know, for appendicitis, but is this something that doctors are increasingly drawn toward as a good line of defense to find out what's really going on? Or are parents saying, I want a CT scan on my child?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both in different settings. And there are a number of factors that contribute to this. The CT scans do give definitive information, but they run the risk of the radiation. And in particular, a child's brain is more susceptible to this injury than an adult brain. And in the abdomen, children are going to live longer than an 80-year-old who has an abdominal CT, so they have the opportunity to develop cancer later. So I think sometimes parents are very worried and they want a sure answer and they've heard about CTs, you see it on the TV, but there are risks involved. And for both parents and physicians, we need to balance those risks and benefits. Clearly there are times when a CT is absolutely indicated, it's the first line of therapy, and the benefits warrant the risk. At other times, it might be better just to watch, wait, and see.
So compare for us, Dr. Persley, if you will, the dosage of the CT scan with a regular x-ray. I mean, kids have x-rays all the time.
Right. So in optimal settings with CT scans that are more modern and with fine-tuning of the CT scans to just the area that's involved and pediatric doses of radiation, the studies would indicate that a CT scan is approximately 80 times to 100 times the amount of radiation of a plain x-ray. So it's significantly more, but still, that cumulative risk is relatively small in terms of lifetime risk for developing a tumor or a cancer. Roughly, I tell people, maybe it takes of 1,000 kids who get one of these studies, one of them may go on to develop cancer in the course of their lifetime. So it's something we want to avoid if we can, but in other situations, it's something we need to do.
Okay, so Dr. Persley, as a pediatrician, you know how much we parents panic at the slightest little thing. So what are parents to do then if their child gets a bump on the head? Sometimes those head bumps get pretty much like the size of a golf ball, or they're playing sports, they get a concussion, they bring them to the ER to make sure there's no scary, like the television, internal bleeding
right,
in the brain,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
So what are the parents supposed to do if the doctor says, well, we could do a CT scan just to be sure,
well,
then what?
I think you want to do be prudent. Say, is it absolutely indicated with the head injury? What are the signs my child has a significant concussion? If there are abnormal neurologic signs, that's something you're going to need to do. Ask the physician, is it okay if we just watch and wait? Because even if a child has an injury, they'll continue to deteriorate, they'll get worse. If your child's okay, has a headache, it's very prudent to just watch for several hours and see what happens in the absence of other abnormal findings. So I think it's really a matter of talking with the physicians at the time, or the PAs, NPs in the ER and say, is it something we need to do? And then if the doctor says, yes, this is something we need to do, you want to ask, can we make sure that we use pediatric protocols to minimize the amount of radiation exposure?
Now, I like that, and I like being a tough advocate. I'm not sure, would doctors be offended if we say, well, can we use pediatric protocols, please, because I just want to make sure?
I think we're open to that, and that will drive care so that everybody's sure that we're being very careful with our children. So if it were my daughter who was being evaluated for abdominal pain, I'd want to make sure her ovaries are covered. She doesn't need to have that amount of exposure. And having that dialogue with your partner physicians brings up a discussion about what can you do to promote greater safety to avoid the risks of radiation.
Now, what about there are a lot of alternative medicines and things going on today. What about the parents whose maybe their child got a concussion or something and they're in the ER and they've heard about these things and they say, no, we don't want one? Are there other things that you doctors can do?
You cannot do an ultrasound of the brain. That is available for appendicitis. So if you have a child who's being evaluated for appendicitis, you would want to do an ultrasound. That's clear, and that's a discussion to have. And before going to the emergency room, when you talk to your primary care pediatrician, you should make sure that you're being sent to an emergency room where they can do an ultrasound. So for abdominal pain, we know that ultrasound is the best. For CT, you cannot do ultrasound. You can do MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. But children need to be still for that. It takes time. They might need to have anesthesia. So there's really not a substitute. The substitute for acute head injury is probably observation. And we're not talking about someone who has a minor injury, a minor concussion. We are talking about the minor concussions. If you have a serious injury, you definitely need the CT. The benefits outweigh the risks, and you need to have that done right away. It's the more minor situations where you might be able to do no imaging, just watch your child clinically.
Now, so if they do have to have the CT,
yep.
Then do we as parents, how do you give us a little bit of encouragement so that we don't sit there for the next 10 years of our child's life saying, are they going to get a brain tumor from that?
You know, when you look at some of the different information, the risks overall lifetime are relatively low. It's hard to get exact figures. There's some disagreement on this. I've looked at some information that says out of 1,000 children, 200 are going to go ahead and develop a cancer sometime in their lifetime, you know, in their 60s, 70s, or 80s. We're talking about one additional tumor. Now, that's still one additional tumor too much from a child being exposed to radiation. But, you know, I think your kid needs to play. Your kid needs to go out, do all of these sorts of things. They should wear a helmet when they're on a bicycle, but they should be on the soccer team. They should be playing baseball with a helmet. And that's just some of the risks that we have. If we're prudent, I think we're doing the best thing for our children.
And in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Pursley, your best advice for parents when it comes to CT scans in the emergency room?
Talk with the emergency medicine physician and ask, is it really necessary? If it is necessary, ask to make sure that they're using pediatric protocols to minimize total radiation exposure.
And that's how parents can be the best advocate for our children, because if we don't, no one else will. So be sure you ask your doctor. Don't be afraid. I think the doctors nowadays are much more open to it. And as we become more informed parents and a little bit less panicky, you can ask that they use those pediatric protocols. Hopefully they won't get mad at you, but it's about your children. It's about the health of our children. And that's the name of the show, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.